Good morning. God bless everybody. In the name of Jesus Christ, I trust everyone is doing well and blessed and happy and at peace. Right now it's 9:50 in the morning on Monday, April 20th, 2026, and I just wanted to share something real quick. And just my heart's really full of thankfulness for God and for what a delivering God He is. And God just doesn't let us go. He doesn't cast us aside. When we're going through a tough time, when we are being buffeted by evil, then God is always there, even when the evilness is roaring. God is greater than that. And His still small voice is greater and speaks more loudly to us than anything that is not of Him, no matter how loud it's speaking. God's voice will come through to us because we have the Spirit of God within us, and God works in us, and He never casts us aside. He never lets us go. He never gives up on us. And I just wanted to say my encouragement to you is that if you are struggling in any area, if things are not gelling for you, just continue to go for God, go to God, and know that He is with you. Confess that. Confess, my God is with me. He is for me. He will never let me down. He will never disappoint me. And He will give me the wisdom and the answers that I need. And you just keep confessing that, and you keep going forward, and never, ever, ever give up. Never let despair bring you to the brink of destruction. God will not tempt you above that which you are able, but He will, in the face of everything that you're dealing with, He will make the way of escape. And that is your lifeline. It's like, if somebody falls overboard on a ship, what happens? The captain and the people on that boat, if they see that a person has fallen overboard, they don't just steam merrily on and leave them in the midst of the ocean to drown. Well, our God is just as capable of throwing us the lifeline that we need to grab onto to pull us out of the deep, or what we perceive to be the deep of the adversary's devices and his what you know the terrible things that he does. And when you are down, it's the adversary's intent to just keep kicking you further and further down, to keep pulling you further and further under the waters of destruction. But God is capable and able and willing to give you what you need to overcome that, so you never have to be pulled down. He will lift you high above to where you really are, right? Because we are seated in the heavenlies, and we have the authority over the adversary and all of his devil spirits that jump at his beck and call. We don't have to we don't have to put up with that. And so, if you're blessed and you're moving along, without any issues going on, then I am rejoicing with you. But if you're in a situation where things are just not going right, or things are starting to go south, turn to the living God, turn to your Father. And know that He's with you. Know that He will give you the answers that you seek. And just keep diligently seeking Him. And know that He hasn't forsaken you. So don't you forsake Him. Don't you go to Him, because He is right there for you and with you. He's never left your side. He's never stopped giving you what you need to lift you up. And just continue in faith, continue in well doing. And if you need the advice of your minister, go to your minister. Go to the person that feeds you the spiritual truths. And for me, that minister is Lawrence. I make no secret about that. I know where God has led me to be, And I stay put with that. And so I go to my God first. And if I continue to have issues, then I go to my minister. I am transparent before Lawrence, and I tell him what's going on with me. And I tell you what, God, sometimes that's what God wants you to do. Sometimes that's the wisdom that God gives you. Often, really, that's the wisdom that God gives. And I'm a follower. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I follow what He tells me through God. God tells me what to do, and it's because I have Christ in me and I can listen to that. And many, many times, often, the direction is to go to the man of God because he has experience. He has decades of experience in dealing with the things that I may go through, as really I consider myself a new believer, a new person who is learning to walk under the rightly divided way of walking, the right doctrine, the heavenly words, the honoring God, the speaking in tongues, the speaking by the Spirit of God, the praying for laborers, those foundational things. I'm practicing those things, and I haven't been practicing them with diligence for very long. Only about a year and a half now have I been locked into doing these things, but my minister has been doing it for quite a long time, and even before that, he walked with God and learned how to stay put with God and how to hear God. And I'm just so blessed and thankful for the things that God makes available to us as believers, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're leaders too, and we are apprentices. I consider myself an apprentice, that I'm learning from the masters. I'm learning from Jesus Christ. I'm learning from God, and I'm learning from my minister how to walk this walk with great wisdom, and to stay put and stay faithful, and to be wise and to walk circumspectly, not suspiciously, but just circumspectly, taking in what God shows me through the multiple avenues that He gives to show forth His wisdom. And boy, it's such a great life that we have. It's such great deliverance that we can walk in. And I'm so thankful and privileged to be a living example of God's deliverance for people. And I just anticipate great, wonderful things happening in our South Carolina fellowship that's coming up. And as we walk day by day, I just anticipate great, wonderful things happening. And I know that laborers are just, I mean, they're right there. God is just right there throwing them out to all of us. And He's just wanting us to say, "Yes, Lord. I'm ready, my Father. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to lead. I'm ready to set the vision for people." So that's where I'm at. And I'm just so thankful for the deliverance of God. He has done that for me, and I pray that He does it for all of us, that He continues to deliver us. He continues to lift us up and move us forward, because that's His absolute will for every single one of us, to walk in the light as He is light. So God bless you. I love you. I hope this blesses you and benefits you.